If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this year, please consider a year-end tax-deductible donation to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind when you consider your year-end giving. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We are coming to the end of a broadcast week, but also to the end of our broadcast year. We'll be taking a little time off and playing some best of and some new programming for you. But in the meantime, we like to end our broadcast year with you asking this question. What is your favorite Christmas hymn? And why? If you're like me, your Christmas hymn each year kind of shifts around to various ones. One that I may not have noticed for the last few years, I suddenly notice and appreciate in a new way. You have the old standards, and then you have some newer ones or some less well-known ones. Some of our listeners even want to take some hymns outside of the Christmas season and say it's their favorite Christmas hymn. So what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Answer the question by giving us a call on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and the Issues Etc. Facebook page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The listener with the best vote is going to get a CD featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. First vote comes from John. He says, I'm voting for O Little Town of Bethlehem, and he simply quotes part of the hymn as his reason why. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. that's a favorite of many of our listeners. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, we're asking the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Let's go to Herman, who listens in Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Thank you. It's Hark the Herald Angels Sing, due to its powerful and graceful biblical Christology, and also Felix Mendelssohn, who became a baptized Lutheran Christian, he was Jewish, could see the truth in those words and in Christianity, from which came out of Israel, from which Jesus arrived incarnate. And I think that puts it up there quite well.
Let's listen to Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Indianapolis also votes for that one. She says, when I was about 8, I saved up to buy a record player. I had a 45 with Hark the Herald Angels Sing on one side and Good King Wenceslas on the other. I played Hark the Herald Angels Sing over and over year-round while jumping on my bed. It may not have been my mother's favorite hymn for some reason. Gwen, thanks for your vote and for listening in Indianapolis. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943 or facebook.com/issuesETC.
Sacramental, historical, liturgical. You're listening to Issues, etc.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans in their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
It's tough to be Lutheran in America these days. Our families, our schools and churches, even our most deeply held beliefs and values are under fire. We need unchanging truth in a world full of confusion. The Lutheran Witness magazine can help. For less than a quarter a day, get the best of Lutheran reflection on faith and life, theology and culture, delivered monthly right to your mailbox. Learn more at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this year, please consider a year-end tax-deductible donation to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind when you consider your year-end giving.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as His baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
Here's what you'll find in the latest Issues Etc. journal. I've written a column titled A Letter to Ex-Evangelicals. Pastor Rob Kieslowski has detailed his journey to the Lutheran Christian tradition, and Dr. Ken Sherb writes about the story of an entire city's journey to the Reformation, Strasbourg, France. We'll send you the Issues Etc. journal for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org, the free online Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We are keeping our Christmas tradition with our listeners, getting their answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Here's another vote for Hark the Herald Angels Sing that we heard before the break. This one comes from Kurt in Clinton, Iowa. He says, it tells of the incarnation, God come down to earth in human form, and what his reason was for coming, salvation. Thank you very much for listening in Iowa, Kurt. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Here's Viola listening in Michigan. Hi, Viola.
Yes, I'm going to go with God Loves Me Dearly. I actually learned it in German, Gott ist die Liebe, along with Heilige Weihnacht, Fester Kinder, and O du Fröhliche, we used to sing it. And march in Christmas Eve, 100 kids, and sang, you know, these songs. And I still remember them. And it was a wonderful Christmas. So I'll go with that. They've translated it into English, God Loves Me Dearly. But it was Gott ist die Liebe, lasst mich hier lesen.
Viola, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Michigan. Kelly in Versailles, Missouri likes that one too because its tune, especially the refrain, and the message are so simple that young and old alike can enjoy and joyfully proclaim God's message of salvation. It seems my favorites change each season, says Kelly.
God loves me dearly, gives me salvation. God loves me dearly, loves even me. Therefore I'll say again, God loves me dearly. God loves me dearly, loves even me. I was in bondage, sin, death, and darkness. God's love was working to make me free. Therefore I'll say, Jesus, that true Redeemer, He sent forth Jesus and set me free. Therefore I'll say again, God loves me dear.
That's a favorite of some of our listeners for their Christmas hymn this year. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. In Lebanon, Illinois, Carl is on the line. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Todd. My favorite this year is Lo, How a Rose, Air Blooming. The music is very comforting. And I like it because it covers the prophecy all the way to the day of fulfillment. And besides, you know, how can you not get excited about a hymn that brings in Isaiah? So that's my favorite.
Carl, thank you very much. Thanks for listening there in Illinois. Kay in Gaithersburg, Maryland says, a haunting melody, beautiful words of Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming. Lo, How a Rose Air Blooming, a favorite of some of our listeners as their favorite Christmas hymn. What is yours and why? Let's see. Here's Millie, who listens in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Hi, Millie.
Hi.
Which one is your favorite Christmas hymn and why, Millie?
Silent Night, Holy Night.
Why is that?
It's the first hymn I ever learned as a child. Christmas hymn.
The very first one you ever learned. That's why it is. All right, Millie, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Arlington Heights, Illinois. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Here's Millie's favorite Christmas hymn, Silent Night.
Thank you.
That is Silent Night. That's Millie's favorite. It's also Kay's favorite. Kay says, my mother sang this around the house even though it wasn't even Christmas. It always is a comfort, and I do get misty eyes as it brings back so many wonderful moments of childhood. I sang it to my own kids, grandkids, and now great-grandchildren. We always sang at our home, and music is like heavenly angels praising God. This is what my mama said. Jennifer in Lindale, Texas, says that Silent Night has been her favorite since she was young. It has a beautiful melody. I imagine the night Jesus was born and the wonder of those who were there and realized how important the birth of Jesus is to us all. There is no Easter without the birth of the Christ child. Also, Vicky in San Lorenzo, California, says a candlelight service made the quiet holiness even more real, along with Amy in Monroe, Michigan, with Silent Night Vote saying, I have never heard it sung when the promised peace of heaven does not descend like a divine hush upon the sanctuary as we sing. It is one hymn that captures the essence of the angel's proclamation, peace on earth, goodwill to men upon whom his favor rests. Glory be to God, says Amy in Monroe, Michigan. Thanks for all those vote for Silent Night. We'll take a break. This break is a great time to give us a call and tell us what your favorite Christmas hymn is and why.
1-877-623-6943. This year, keep Christ at the center of your holiday reading list with the Lutheran Witness magazine. Enjoy articles on the Virgin Mary, family Advent activities, candlelight services, and more. The December issue even includes a special Christmas gift guide for Lutherans. Visit cph.org/witness to start or renew your subscription or to purchase a gift subscription for a loved one this Christmas. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
Answering objections defending the faith, evolution or creation, transgenderism and homosexuality. These are some of the issues addressed at the San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, Saturday, February the 3rd at Faith Lutheran Church in San Antonio, Texas. Learn more at worldviewsa.org. This conference features issues that center a guest, Dr. Jan Lohmeyer and Pastor David J. Weber. The San Antonio Biblical Worldview Conference, Saturday, February the 3rd, worldviewsa.org.
Evangelical and Catholic. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The sexual revolution is not a thing of the left. It is not a thing of the right. It is an ideology all on its own, a freestanding ideology.
Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
And it has, like all of the other toxic ideologies of the 20th century, it is a fantasy ideology. Now, what do I mean when I say it's a fantasy ideology? I mean, it is something that people believe because they like the way it makes them feel, and they believe it in spite of the evidence.
You can listen to Dr. Morse's presentation, Making the Case Against the Sexual Revolution, on an audio DVD from both of our 2017 Making the Case conferences. This DVD contains almost 20 hours of teaching and preaching. We'll send it to you for a year-end, tax-deductible donation of $300. Find out more and order by clicking the DVD logo at issuesetc.org. It's an Issues Etc. tradition. Your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can answer it on this Friday afternoon by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, sending us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. At the end of this hour, we'll give away to the best reason for their Christmas hymn, a CD featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Mark says, once in Royal David's City, he says, maybe because the CUC service of lessons and carols and the solemnity that the service invoked. There he's talking there about Concordia University, Chicago. Daniel likes that one too. He says, it takes us from the manger in Bethlehem right through to eternity in heaven. He says the hymn writer based this upon the second article of the Apostles' Creed. It's an awesome, very meaningful hymn. And Linda in Houston says because the hymn tells us how Jesus understands our weakness and that one day we will be with him in heaven.
Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that
Once in Royal David's City, some of our listeners' favorite Christmas hymn. If you're enjoying the Christmas music, be sure to listen to our 24/7 sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. We're currently playing music appropriate for the Advent season. And then on Christmas Eve, it's the best Christmas music that you won't hear anywhere else. Listen anytime, day or night, absolutely free, LutheranPublicRadio.org or on the LPR mobile app. George in Ulin, Texas says, there are so many great hymns. I think this year my top spot goes to What Child Is This? It's a classic hymn that I've already been singing throughout Advent. Brandt agrees. He says it connects the manger to the cross, to the last day where everyone will have to answer the question posed by the title of this hymn. I pray that our response is that of this hymn, This is Christ the King.
What child is this who lays to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
This.
That's What Child Is This? Karen in Monroe, Michigan. Once Where Shepherds Lately Knelt, my middle school children sang this lovely hymn for our Christmas program. The more I've heard it, the more the words of the last verse stand out. How love unasked, unforced, unearned, to die, to live, and not alone for me. Great words to consider for the Christmas season from Yaroslav Vajda, and such a memorable tune by Carl Schalk. That's the Christmas hymn Where Shepherds Lately Knelt. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can answer that question live this Friday afternoon, December the 22nd, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Send us your answer at talkback@issuesetc.org or via Twitter at issuesetc or to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this year, please consider a year-end tax-deductible donation to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind when you consider your year-end giving.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the language of medicine and law today. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
Thousands of years have gone by since Adam and Eve's first sin, when God gave them a promise of a Savior who would win. Words from the Baby King, Concordia Publishing House's new Christmas archbook. The Baby King would make a great Christmas gift for children, grandchildren, and godchildren ages 5 through 9. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December, The Baby King.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod celebrates and affirms life from the time of conception until natural death and every time in between. For this reason, LCMS Life Ministry is a program singularly devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and the culture at large. Life Ministry provides educational materials, hosts conferences, and works closely with allies such as Lutherans for Life. For more information, visit lcms.org/life and follow LCMS Life Ministry on Facebook.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc.
It is the greatest adventure you could ever possibly imagine. It's demanding, it's hard, it's challenging, and what a blessing it is.
Dr. Larry Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on why a man should consider the vocation of pastor.
And it is an incredible blessing to be honored with the opportunity to work with these incredible young men and older men as well, who are committing themselves to the proclamation of God's Word, the right distinction of law and gospel, and to take the good news of Jesus Christ into all the world.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. A lot of votes for one that I believe has won a couple times before when we played this game. Of the Father's Love Begotten, Timothy in Blackburn, Missouri says, one of the oldest hymns we still use. I love the words and melody, and it doesn't hurt that it's the appointed hymn for Christmas Day. Slovig says, because it preaches what we believe, teach, and confess. Hard to sing, though. Amanda in Belleville, Illinois says, I love the way it reaches across time. And Nancy agrees, more than a human can comprehend. In California says, It's not sappy or sentimental, but it lays out the beauty and the majesty of the birth. I also love, dearly love, Luther's From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. It, too, is not sappy, but it is very complete in presenting the full Christ. And David says it's a nice blending of Christ's aspects. Let's listen to the favorite of many of our listeners, Of the Father's Love Begotten.
Of all things now.
We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-MYIE. Here is Karen listening in Illinois. Karen, thanks for waiting.
Hi. My favorite hymn is Let All Together Praise Our God. It doesn't go as far back as creation as of the Father's love begotten. It only goes back to the Garden of Eden, where the angel bars the way no more when Adam and Eve were thrown out of the Garden of Eden. It mentions he undertakes a great exchange, and Christ becoming man for us is certainly a great exchange. And the joyous melody certainly adds to it, and the words, today he opens heaven again, are reason for rejoicing.
Karen, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Christmas hymn, Let All Together Praise Our God. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's a favorite of several of our listeners, beginning with Beth in Altamont, Illinois. O Jesus Christ, thy manger is, it is rich and full of the word, holding the incarnation in holy awe. Mark agrees, saying that the tune is without rival in matching the theology of Christmas. He quotes in part, thou Christian heart, wherever e'er thou art, be of good cheer, let no sorrow move thee, for God's own child in mercy mild joins thee to him, how greatly God must love thee.
Thank you.
That's the Lutheran Public Radio Choir with one of our listeners' favorite hymns. It's called, O Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is. We're answering that question. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Jenny, listening in Spokane, Washington, says, there's so very many, but what popped into my head when you announced this from Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols, Deo Gratias, this old medieval carol text, never fails to bring tears of joy to my eye. This little babe so few days old has come to rifle Satan's fold. All hell doth at his presence quake, though he himself from cold doth shake. Yet in this week, unarmed wise, the gates of hell he will surprise. I grew up listening to a recording of this and loved the music first, but I was blessed to be able to sing this in college about 40 years ago, and it was there that the text blew me away. Don't you love hearing from fellow believers across the centuries, Jenny? Yes, we do. Thanks for listening in Washington, and here's your favorite, This Little Babe. That's This Little Babe. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? When we come back from this break, we will play the winner, according to your votes, of your favorite Christmas hymn. I'm Todd Wilkin. When we come back, we're going to hear it, and I'll announce who gets the CD featuring the LPR choir. Stay tuned.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. The faith, once for all, delivered to the saints. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Lutheran Federal Credit Union was formed to serve you and to serve the church. During December, when you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or when you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to our Ministry of the Month, Ministry Focus. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran FCU, good for you, good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.
This Christmas, bring your family and friends to experience a reenactment of the Christmas story and Journey to the Manger, an interactive Christmas experience.
Enjoy a live nativity, warm drinks and cookies, and live music performed by student groups.
From 5 to 8 p.m. on December 22nd, come to Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, to enjoy this Christmas experience for all ages.
Admission is free, and when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a custom piece of art made by our students.
For more information,
call 618-656-0044.
Merry Christmas!
Folks, today is our final live broadcast of Issues Etc. before the Christmas break, but we do have some great new shows lined up for you. In the week of Christmas, we will be studying the hymn Lo, How a Rose E'er Blooming, one of our listeners' favorite hymns. Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest for that. Then we'll be looking forward to Sunday morning, as usual, Dr. Carl Fekencher. We will be looking at Praetorius' Christmas Mass. Dr. Joseph Hurl will join us for that, an amazing study into that Mass that, as you would have heard it at the time of the Reformation. We'll be looking at some apparent contradictions in the Christmas story, the genealogies of Christ in Matthew and Luke, and the flight into Egypt. Dr. Jeff Gibbs of Concordia Seminary will join us for that. Then near the end of the week, it will be the top religion stories of 2017 with good old Terry Mattingly. And on New Year's Day, Monday, New Year's Day, we will study the New Year's hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. Pastor Brian Wolfmiller will join us for that. Here's the 2017 winner of What's Your Favorite Christmas Hymn and Why? Of the Father's Love Begotten.
Evermore.
That's our listener's favorite Christmas hymn this year of 2017, Of the Father's Love Begotten. Promised to give away one or two of those CDs featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. I think they're going to go to both Viola and Karen, both listening in Michigan. If you would send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, we will send you that CD featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. in 2017, please consider the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. when you think about your year-end giving. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org, or you can make a year-end tax-deductible contribution by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening and for keeping us in mind at the end of the year. This is why we sing, isn't it? This is the event that elicits from the angelic choir, the entire heavenly host. Every angel that there is turns out for the birth of Christ to sing glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth. Why? Because the Savior of the world, not those angels' saviors, but the saviors of sinners like you and me, has been born. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening. I'll talk with you Christmas Day.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Memoria Press now offers 6 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for students with special needs. These full-year curriculum packages for children with learning challenges enable you to teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art, poetry, science, history, Latin, literature, and Christian studies with incremental classical methods. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR17 to save on resources for your home or school.